Good afternoon, Largo High School Band, and welcome to the Tampa Bay Fall Music Games here at Riverview High School. My name is Rob Toops. I represent Central States Judges Association, and it is my privilege and honor to be here with you today, along with my colleagues, assessing your performance and your presentation and giving you feedback and evaluation on that. This is a beautiful October 17th. And I will be adjudicating you in the caption of Music General Effect, Repertoire Effectiveness, Performance Effectiveness. I'll be giving you comments that I hope you'll be able to use and at least consider as you continue to develop your presentation throughout the school year. I'll be back with you as you're ready to begin. Okay, band. I'm really, really anxious and excited to see this presentation. Watching you get set up. Looks like it'll be very, very interesting. And here we go.
Very well. We may enter the building competition.
This is our infant universe. Everything that will ever exist, everything that will ever happen, all begins here. Within this tiny bundle of energy.
Yeah, that was very cool, very nice way you just kind of exploded out with the front ensemble, really set everything in motion. Extremely well, effective. Attention getting. Yeah, okay, I really appreciate musically how you expressed the idea of bringing chaos to order, and that worked for the most part very well, but I think we have to be a little more careful as we gradually come into the syncopated D dot, for it to be most effective or most communicable to the audience. We'd want to be sure that we don't phase or, you know, play ahead of other groups. That sort of has to develop a little bit more matched across the overall ensemble. Good, nice introduction. Great coverage, well set up. Okay, well staged on the trumpet trio. All of the elements came through, making for good communication. Low brass sounds a little bit backfield. Try to work for more projection so that that statement is communicated better to the audience. Yeah, and as a woodwind presentation occurs right here on the 50, you want to make sure the bass drums are not covering that up. Optimize that feature. Yeah, very good. Nice job, Woodwinds. Thank you. Listen, why don't you consider maybe a little bit of choreography with that movement of the feet, some kind of pose to make it even more captivating? Yeah, good. The accelerando is really a good musical moment. However, we have to be together on that to make it really come off and sell to the audience. One suggestion on that would be to create 2 or 3 meters at an accelerated or automatic tempo change at each step. It sounds like accelerando, but really you're 1, 2, 3, 4. Then the next measure, 1, 2, 3, 4. Next measure. So everybody kind of has an idea of exactly how it's going to speed up rather than everybody just trying to watch the drum major sort of creating structure on that is Shella Rondo. Okay, really, everything kind of moves well together up to this point. Nice pace, good staging of elements. All of the ideas and all of the content is really working well for you. It's a good program presenting the planets in a really unique and nice way. As far as performance effectiveness, expression is sometimes compromised by a bit of precision challenges that are going on in the field. So we want to continue working to solve that problem. Yeah, I really love the change of mood and emotion here. Well done. Yeah, up to this point, really your very nicest musical moment, going from the soloist to the low brass color and the linear, transparent nature of this, then moving to full band. Yeah, thank you for the visual enhancement of what's going on musically through choreography of each body work. Yeah, setting up this and building to this big moment is a real connection opportunity to your audience. But we tended to break that build up sort of by chopping off the end of that little bit of a phrase. And it sort of just made it a little bit anticlimactic. Okay, so let's strive for a little bit more connectivity on that as we move into it. No gap, no chopping off, taking a breath at an inappropriate time. And then if we could get that long note, da-da, where we just hit to try to end the big moment. See if we can get a little bit more dynamic variety on that, a little more impact in our sound. Kind of like what's going on here in the percussion, really expressing a lot of contrast in energy, mood, dynamic, etc. That's going really, really well. I love that. Yeah, well-staged presentation. The snare set up nicely by the rest of the battery. And I like the contrast taking place here into kind of a more linear melodic idea from what the snares did. Yeah, great job, Quads. Good. And again, very well-staged. Love it. You know, the neat thing about this percussion presentation is that in terms of dynamic contrast, staging, and variety, it's really the best moment in the show at this point. Not to diminish anything the Winds are doing, there were some very good moments coming from that part of the music as well. But this was really expressive, and you can tell by the audience response that the connectivity is just outstanding. Great communication, percussion. Congrats. Yeah, and I love the contrast in style and tempo here. Speaking of being a little bit careful, bass drums, that we don't upstage the more important musical elements that are trying to express the repertoire. Yeah, good. Knowing that this is going to be developed further along as the year progresses in terms of your visual components. But musically, that was very good. It's very, actually, the most aggressive, I think, moments in terms of dynamic and energy and artistic intensity were expressed right here as in that section after the drum feature toward the end. So my suggestion at this point in time would be at this stage of the game, see if we can, through breathing exercises and through long tone studies, see if we can establish a level one, a level two, and a level three dynamic where we can create a little more variety from one idea to the other musically as a band, expressing the repertoire that you presented today, to make it a little more interesting, a little more musical, and a little more artistic overall. Many, many solid moments. I think that we need to establish with Metronome better transitional success on accelerandos and, like at the beginning, coming off of the random sounds to a more organized pulse. So these are things you'll continue to work on. I don't think that I'm telling you anything you don't already know. However, you're on the right track, and I think it's a very good presentation, very interesting, and so many good things happening, but still things that can still be done to improve and enhance precision, interest, dynamic variety, et cetera, et cetera. Hope these comments were helpful to you, and I want to wish you the very best as you continue your season.